You guys are legends. I mean, I'm 50 years of age, and you guys sort of reflect me in many respects. I watched all the TV programs. I used to love it. I used to be as goofy as you guys. How do you keep it going?
Good question. A lot of green tea and Rolaids and acids, I think.
And sleep-ins, probably.
Yeah, a lot of sleep.
All right, you guys are down here for the last tour. You're saying the last tour of Australia. What is it you love about Australia?
Well, you know, as you probably know, we've been here a number of times, and because there's a wonderful, wonderful fan base here, Monkey fans, and has been for years, for decades. And the audiences have been very, very responsive, and now, of course, we have sometimes up to three generations of fans in the audience. And we had a bunch of hit records here. So it's just a natural, you know, natural thing to do, to come down and play here whenever we can. We're having a wonderful time, having wonderful, wonderful food. You know, when you're on the road, you always look for great, you know, try to find places that have great food, and I'm telling you, I've had some of the finest meals, you know, that you can imagine I'm down here.
We're pretty good at food down here. Not as good as you Americans,
no
I'm
kidding.
Not sure. You guys have bigger portions, but anyway, we do all right.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because I don't eat that much at any one time, you know, and I can't eat a huge meal before a show. And I actually like the fact that the portions are more realistic and manageable.
I was in the States earlier this year and couldn't believe it when I'd ordered something. I sort of needed a truck to take it away with me.
Doggy truck.
So let's just sort of work this out. I mean, when you guys started as a television show, did you first of all think that the music and the band itself would be the endearing memory for people as opposed to a television show? If you know what I'm saying, you know, that you actually went on in your own right to become a successful band.
Well, that's a good question, a very good question. But the truth is that there was always the intention, certainly from the producers, to have the TV show, I don't know if evolve is the right word, but be also a musical act, because otherwise they would not have cast it the way they did. You had to be able to sing and play an instrument in order to even get into the auditions. My audition piece on guitar was Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the producers had that intention, or they wouldn't have bothered. They would have just cast it with four actors who couldn't necessarily sing or play, and just, you know, done it that way. But they didn't. The audition process was very extensive, and it was much like you would cast a musical, where you had to be able to do it all, sing. You know, the one of the shows that's come along since The Monkees that's, I think, has the same sort of paradigm would be something like Glee, where it's a show about an imaginary Glee club, like The Monkees was a show about an imaginary group, but yet they can all do it. They can all sing and dance and act and play. And I believe that Glee, the cast goes out on the road and does concerts. And that's what happened to us. I mean, the show was obviously successful. And there was a demand for this imaginary band to go on the road, which we did. Mike Nesmith has always put it like that it was like Pinocchio becoming a real little boy.
Yep. Well, the music was infectious, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You still can't get it out of your head.
No, we were blessed. We had great producers, great writers. you know, you look at the writers of the music. It was Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and it was Boyce and Hart and Neil Diamond and Terry Nielsen and David Gates and Neil Sedaka.
You name dropper.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we were blessed that we had some of the best songwriters in the business at the time, or even now. And now, even with our new album, Good Times, we have, again, you know, some of the classic writers from then. And then new, you know, writers now like Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller and
Crikey.
Andy Partridge and Ben Gibbard and Rivers Cuomo, you know. So we've always been surrounded by, you know, wonderful, very talented people. The TV show was the same. Great writers, great directors, great producers, you know.
Did you all get on? Were there moments between the four of you?
Well, not like, you know, you hear horror stories. Nothing like that, because we didn't grow up together. We weren't, you know, brothers and cousins or childhood friends.
Yep.
We met one day on the lot of Columbia Screen Gems Television, and were introduced to each other. And but after, you know, going through months, years of such intensity of work and excitement and the kind of emotional roller coaster that you would go on in that kind of experience, I liken it a little bit to being siblings. Do you have siblings?
Oh, yeah. And you fight with them.
Well,
got to have
need them. I say more?
Yeah, exactly. Especially the older one. You know, she was always bullying me.
Hey, there you go. Well, so like I say, there was never anything as quite intense as you hear in some other groups. But, you know, of course you have your moments. You're working, you're playing, you're tired, you're traveling, you're this and you're that. Yep. And, of course, you're going to, you know, have some disagreements. It happens all the time, and it's like having siblings. I probably spent more time with the three other guys during those years than I did with my family and my siblings.
Hey, you're a childhood star, let's say. I mean, you began in 1956. I mean, you've survived, though. You know, you hear so much about those childhood stars that go on to sort of tragedy. You've managed to come through all that. Anything that you'd have changed along the way?
Oh, many things. Yeah, of course, many, many things. But, yeah, I feel blessed. You know, I was surrounded by very supportive people, especially my family, because my mother and my father were both in show business.
Right.
So they got it, and I was brought up, and as you say, I've been in the business since I was like 10 years old, and they were very grounded and gave me a good a good foundation, because it isn't the success that tends to get you messed up. It's if you're a child star, it's the post success period that can sort of mess you up, because as a child, you know, going into puberty, it's tough enough just in a normal life. But if you're a child star, all of a sudden, you know, you're famous and you're everybody loves you, and then a couple of years later, you're a has-been at 13 years old, and that is, I think, you know, typically when kids get kind of messed up, especially if you don't have any really good support system. But I did. I was very fortunate to have a good support system.
You're heading into Perth tomorrow, Mickey. What can people? What can people expect to see? What are we going to see at the concert?
Well, if you're a Monkey fan, you will not be disappointed.
Yep.
We do all the Monkey hits as they were intended to be done. No medleys and stuff like that. And because I believe you got to, you know, keep that unspoken contract with your audience and your fans, and they're expecting those hits, and we do them with great joy and celebration. And once you do that, or once they know they're going to get that, then you can throw into the mix all kinds of stuff. We do songs from the new album, and we do stuff that's not necessarily Monkees stuff, but is appropriate. And the audiences, you know, stick with you, stick with us for the whole show. We have a lot of multimedia. We have the whole show is, the backdrop is, you know, a massive, great, you know, electronic screen. But we always did that, even in the 60s. We were the first group, if I'm not mistaken,
yep,
to take a film screen on the road and film projectors and have a multimedia event.
Well, look, you're truly a legend of showbiz. There's no doubt about that, and it's been an absolute honour to talk to you. Good luck with your final tour down under, and good luck for whatever's in the future.
Thank you.